Saturday brought to you by your Lake Henry Sports Boosters for the state tournament. Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond. Beastman Trucking, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Lake Henry Implements, along with Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Dairyland Supply, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Greenwald Pub, Central Minnesota Realty, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Promotional Resources Incorporated, and along with the Albany and Richmond A&W. Stay tuned after the game when Kurt names our Albany and Richmond A&W post-game players, of the game. Player of the game coming up after the game. To the seventh we go, as it'll be the middle of the order, the meat of it. Quade Digman-Ludwig for the Lakers, and the Lake Henry shortstop, Matt Quade, in a hole at 0-2. Jake Lund's 0-2 offering. That's missing high for a ball. Now 1-2. Got another buddy who chimed in, wanted to say hi, but this time he said, I wanted to say hi to Kurt Hemish, David Jonas, third baseman for the Cold Spring Rockies, who we'll see in about 4 or 5 hours. He said, I want to say hi to Kurt. So, David, Kurt says hi back to you. As Quade's 0-2 pitch, 1-2 pitch, he flies to right field. There to make the catch is Alex White.
Well, just like
third different right fielder today?
Yep. Just like Serge Lund did when he came in to pitch last inning, he got himself working ahead, throwing strikes, doing what he wants to do. Big first out there for the Thirdbirds.
That it was. Brings Nick Dingman to the plate. As Lund's first offering to Dingman, that's popped up foul and out of play.
And by the way, hi, David Jordison. Good luck in tonight's ballgame.
He'll be here right at this very ballpark, just like we will. In between there, we will have that Watkins-Howard Lake game as Lund has got Dingman pretty confused right now as Dingman waves at that pitch. Nick 1-for-3 on the day, does have a run scored. 0-2 offering. This has popped up, fouling out of play. Lund came on in relief. Austin Manaville back in the sixth inning. He recorded the final two outs of the sixth. This is his first full inning of work. Jake Lund, the big right-hander, 0-2 the count on Nick Dingman. 0-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground towards third and through in the left side. Dingman's got his second hit of the afternoon.
Nice sharp single there by Nick Dingman as he takes that fastball on the inside part of the plate and lines it just past the diving shortstop for a single.
Going to bring Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant's a two-run single, a two RBI single back in the third inning. That's the difference in the ball game right now, Kurt, as those two runs are the difference in the ledger in the runs column. As Lund ready, his first offering to Ludwig, missing down and away. Ludwig struck out looking in the second. RBI single that I talked about, so that was in the third, struck out looking in the fifth. Dingman his lead from first. There goes Nick Dingman. Great jump on this ball. There won't even be a throw to second base as Dingman steals that kind of with ease right there, Kurt.
He definitely did, and he definitely stole that one on the pitcher. And then when the pitcher goes and throws one about 2 feet over the catcher's head that he has to jump up to go get, they don't even get a throw down to second base as Dingman's in scoring position now with one out.
2-0 the count as Lund's 2-0 pitch that's chopped off the plate towards second. Baso has to hurry, and Ludwig beat that out. Chopped it off the plate, and the Lakers play a little Metrodome ball right there, Kurt, and got runners at the corners with one away.
Well, as high as that thing bounced off the plate, I knew Grant had a good chance right off the bat of being able to beat that one out, and he easily does as Basso waited a long time for that ball to come down. Now let's see what the Lakers are going to do as runners at the corners. As we've seen them do all kinds of things today with stealing, hit and run, and things like that there. We'll see what Coach Tom Ludwig has up his sleeve this time.
So first and third with one away, and Matt Leeser to the plate. He singled his last time up. Ludwig with a healthy lead at first. Lund set. That pitch is on the corner for a strike. Good starter right there from Jake Lund. 3-1 Lake Henry. They're looking to tack on right now. Ludwig flashes the signs at third, and Ludwig, that's Tom Ludwig. Grant Ludwig takes the lead from first. Nick Dingman from third. 1-0 or one strike pitch on the corner again, and it's 0-2 the count to Matt Leeser.
the Midway baseball, since about the fourth inning, really gets into it. When their pitcher gets two strikes on a batter, they get a chant going, strike him out, as their whole baseball gets into it.
Well, Jake would love one right now. Ludwig leaves on the pitch. That's in there for strike three. He did just that, strike him out for a big out number two. But again, the Lakers steal second base without a throw, without even a care, basically, for Midway.
Well, Ludwig easily stole that one on the pitcher, but when the pitcher goes and throws his third strike in a row right in the outside part of the plate, he wasn't worried about Grant Ludwig. He was worried about Matt Leiser.
So two down, Sam Hopper to the plate. Two men in scoring position as Hopper pops this one into shallow right field, but that ball will twist foul. Off the bat, I thought that had an inkling of a little...
Looked like a little Lake Henry blooper.
Yeah, just a nice little lovely Laker bounce, but it just twists foul at the end there. One strike to count. Lakers at first and third with one away. They're at second and third right now and two away. Up for looking to clutch up. Reach base earlier as the one-strike pitch. That's a curveball in there for a strike. And there it is, right on cue, Kurt Emmisch, to strike it out from the Midway faithful. As Lund set, 0-2 pitch to Hopper on the corner, strike three. Hopper goes down looking. Two big strikeouts looking for Jake Lund. Gets him out of Dodge in the seventh. Another golden chance for Lake Henry right there, Kurt.
They definitely did. They had another golden chance, but... when Lund came in and got those two big strikeouts in the sixth inning, he came and did the same thing here in the seventh inning. After he had runners on the corners, he came up with two big strikeouts.
Two big strikeouts, and that does it for Lake Henry in the seventh. No runs on two hits, no Midway errors, two runners left on base. Stretch time here in Springfield. 3-1 our score. We're back in 1 minute on your home for state tournament baseball for the Stearns County League for Region 15, 11, 7B, all of them, we got you right here on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Top seven, bottom seven, how about, Kurt, after the stretch time, and all of a sudden, midway down to their final nine outs. Lakers, Preston Rewer, Chris Baso, and Sam Beck two up as Rewer skies one into left center field. Dingman calling. He will catch it cap high for a big out number one. And Tyler Schrader has been pretty darn good out of this Laker pen right now.
He has. He's came in throwing strikes. Just what you want to do when you have a 3-1 lead. Don't go give up any free passes. Go right work at the hitters. And that's what he's been doing.
Chris Basso to the plate. Big bat in the midway lineup is... 0-for-3 right now. Schrader's first offering to Basso, missing inside for a ball. Tyler Schrader on in relief last inning of Grant Ludwig. His big swing and a miss right there from Basso. He's looking to cut that deficit in half right there. Nice to see Kenny Vogt come by. Say hi to us between innings there, Kurt.
Absolutely. Coming by, checking up on us.
As long as he keeps me out of a headlock, I'm fine with it. As Basso skies one, Dingman dancing around a little bit left. He does catch it, though. Back-to-back flyouts to left. for Schrader, and two quick ones here in the seventh.
Boffo gave that one a ride, but it's 342 right down the left field line, so he probably hit it, you know, in the area where it's about 360 feet, so he goes and just hits a long 340-foot fly ball out there, Kirby.
Two away. Sam Beck to the plate. Two quick ones for Schrader here in the seventh. As Tyler rocks and fires, that pitch missing high. Schrader the draftee from Farming. Grant Ludwig at first base now. Sam Huffer at second. Matt Quaid at short. It is Trent Wentland in center field. Nick Ryman in right. Nick Dingman in left. Leiser stayed put at short. Matt Leiser and Canson. And Dingman, the only three who didn't move with that pitching change, as Quaid is in at shortstop. 2-1 to count right now. And Schrader falling behind Sam Beck, who is 0-for on the day, 0-for-3. Tyler's got the sign from Shane. The Farming Flames, 2-1 pitch, hacked at right there by Beck. He comes up empty and is knotted up at 2-2. 2-2 the count to the Snurdbird catcher. Schrader's 2-2. That will hit Sam Beck. Got a couple hit batsmen here today, huh?
We have. Unfortunately, they haven't been on any real hard hit or real hard pitch balls at one like that there. Like there, Tyler just tried sneaking across the inside part of the plate, and he didn't even hesitate to get all the way on that one.
So two down and a man on. That'll bring the DH Steve Wetterling to the plate. As Wetterling steps into the batter's box, representing the tying run here in the seventh inning. Tyler Schrader set. First offering to Wetterling on the corner for a strike. Got to say hi to Lennon Adams, who's babysitting her dad, Dylan Adams, today. Keep him in line, Lennon. One strike to count. Schrader set again. As his offering to Wetterling. That is hit in the air to left field. Dingman charging to his left. He has it measured, and he has it. Give Nick all three putouts. Here in the seventh, F7's around in the seventh, and that does it for Midway. As they go no runs on no hits, no Lake Henry airs, one runner left on base. Seven in the books, 3-1 our score in favor of Lake Henry. We are back and on to the eighth inning, coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288. When you stop to dine at the Greenwald Pub, you're always going to find great food waiting for you. The Greenwald Pub serves noon lunches from 11 until 1:30 Monday through Friday, and you'll always have options in the evening with Build-A-Burger on Monday, Tuesday tacos, Wednesday cheeseburgers and hamburgers for $1.50, Thursday night is the huge salad bar and an entree, and Friday is bone-in and boneless wing night. Plus, don't forget Sunday's breakfast brunch is served from 11 until 12:30 at everyone's favorite bar and restaurant, the Greenwald Pub.
And if you're a Lake Henry fan, Kirk, things are going kind of just like you would basically want them to thus far, huh?
A typical state tournament Lake Henry baseball game, leading 3-1 going into the eighth inning. Things going right, getting good pitching, getting timely hitting, and hopefully they can add on to that here in the bottom of the eighth inning. But it's been got a little tougher because ever since Jake Lund brought himself in to pitch, he's got four strikeouts in the two innings he pitched so far, Kirby.
For the Lakers in the eighth, it'll be Adam Miller, Trent Wendland, and Trent Wendland and Nick Ryman's in that leadoff spot?
I believe so.
Yeah. Miller's had a nice day today. Maybe a early candidate for the Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. I think Grant Ludwig might have something to say about that, too. Maybe Shane Campson. That's for Kurt to figure out later, not my problem, as the first pitch from Jake Lund in there for a strike. As Miller singled in the second, singled in the sixth, in between there he had a strikeout swinging. Lund rocks and fires as his one-strike offering to Miller is waved at, and Miller's in a hole at 0-2.
Well, just like Lund has done in the previous two innings that he came in to pitch, Kirby, he works ahead of the batter's throwing strike.
So 0-2 the count to the Laker DH as this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. As the count stays put at 0-2. 0-2 the count. Big fella rocks and fires. Swung on and missed by Miller. He's out on strike for out number one.
Well, Jake Lund throws a little harder than it looks like when he's out there. He's kind of sneaky fast because about every third, fourth pitch, you'll hear him snap the mitt, things like that, and that's just what he did on Adam Miller there as he waved right through that one.
Nine-hitter, Trent Wentlett to the plate. As Lund's first offering, that is skied in the infield. Lund says Beck's got room, and he does not. Pitchers always like to say that, don't they?
Well, when the catcher's going back to catch one, the pitcher's going to tell him he has room, and if the first baseman or third baseman's going to catch one in foul territory, the catcher's going to tell him they have room. That's just being aggressive.
Got a shout-out from a former catcher, Jaron Leeser. The Leesers, the Getters, Stretch, Keekly, Bannon, listening in Nevis, Minnesota. That's kind of, is that midway country up there?
It's probably not real far away.
Okay. Well, hey, guys. One strike pitch missing down and away. Evens it up at 1-1. Wentlett on the day. 0-3. Bounce out, fly out, strikeout. That pitch missing up and in on Trent Wentlett. Now 2-1.
Got to say a special shout out to Ann Jonas, David's mom, who was listening to the game cheering on the Lakers.
2-1 offering. That's fouled into the netting at 2-2.
And she's probably cheering all the more now with the Farming Flame on the mound for him.
You know, it's like we have the same initials or something. We're thinking the same thing. I was thinking, yeah, I bet Ann's loving Tyler Schrader being put into this game. 2-2 pitch from Lund to Wentlett. That is hit softly on the ground towards third. Third baseman up with it across the diamond. Low throw, can't pick it out at first. Is the first baseman Ryan Mueller, and there's an error right there.
Alec White didn't do a very good job of charging that ball. He kind of let it come back and play him. And then when he fields it at the end, he wants to quickly throw to first base, and he two-hops it to the first baseman, and Mueller could not dig it out of the dirt, Kirby.
So the error right there. It's a man on for the Lakers in the eighth. Back to the top of the order, but it's Nick Reimann this time. Hitting in spot of Colin Spooner, who left with an injury. Best of luck to Spooner. Hopefully nothing more than a couple cold ones after the game that'll heal it. One strike to count to Reimann. Lund's one strike pitch. That's just a corner. It's a good pitch right there, Kurt. That umpire likes that corner today.
He definitely does. He's been living on that outside corner all day. We've had a lot of right-handed hitters in the batter's box, and the catcher's setting up out there in the outside part. And he likes it.
As this pitch fouled into the netting, and Lund ahead of Reimann at 1-2. See Scott Schrader, the draftee from Wadena, make his way back to the bullpen. He's got those long legs, Kurt. It makes that jog down there a little easier for him.
Well, you look at how quick he ran down there compared to how long it took for Jake Lund to run in to come in the pitch.
1-2 pitch just off the plate to Reimann right there. Evens our count up at 2-2. We see some Waconia Lakers make their ways into the ballpark as well as some Cannon Falls Bears. They got the 5 o'clock game here in Springfield. As Lund's 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Reimann out on strike. Strikeout number 5 for Jake Lund. The two Lakers retired in the eighth. And that'll bring Shane Campson to the plate.
Well, Shane was having himself a good day when he got hit by a pitch his first time and walked his next two times. Got caught looking back in the sixth inning. But didn't hear the bat with the guy on first, Kirby.
So Campson into the batter's box. As a pickoff attempt and back safely at first is Wentlett. As Lund keeping that runner close. First offering to Campson. This pitch is skied into short left field. Shortstop Rewer calling and catching to retire Campson. And that'll do it for the Lakers here in the eighth. They get a guy on an air, but no runs, no hits. There was one midway air. One runner left on base. 7.5. Lake Henry still leads 3-1 on your Saturday afternoon. To the eighth we go, coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, Lashana, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
You can trust Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency today. Call 243-7403. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Out of it we go here in Springfield. State Tournament Baseball. Single elimination the whole way through in Class D. So win, 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 win. You're the state champs. Lose once, you're done. Right now, Lake Henry is 21/27 of the way there as we head to the bottom of the eighth. And in the eighth for Midway, it'll be Drew Rasmussen, Ray Mueller, and Jake Lund due up for the Snurdbirds. Running out outs, Kurt.
Well, just like the Lakers did in the fourth and fifth inning, they kept Tyler Schrader loose. You want to keep somebody on the radar all the time just in case anything happens. Ethan Vogt drops back down. Last time he was down there, he was catching for Tyler Schrader. Now he's down there warming up just in case.
First pitch is laced into center field, coming on and making the catch on the run. Is Trent Wentlett. He kind of had him played perfect right there, Kurt.
He did. Off the bat, it looked like it was going to be a single right out in front of the center fielder, but fortunately the center fielder, Wentlett, wasn't playing too deep. He comes in, he easily makes that catch in center field, just like the Lakers have done most of the day. They go get that quick first out in these last few innings, where early on, Midway was always getting that leadoff man on.
As the first offering from Schrader to Ray Mueller, missing for a ball. Leadoff man off on in the first, second, fourth, but the third, fifth, sixth, seventh, and now here in the eighth, Lake Henry has retired that leadoff man. It's a swing and a miss right there from Ray Mueller. Ray on the day is 1-for-2. Hit by a pitch, single in the fourth, struck out looking in the sixth. 1-1 pitch, little excuse me swing, and he taps it foul. Count now 1-2. Schrader's been good out of this Laker pen. He was their first-round draft pick, fourth overall in last Sunday's Region 15C draft. As Tyler Reddy rocks and fires. Off-speed pitch missing down and away now 2-2. I always get a kick out of that, Kurt. You get the one-seed Kimball. They draft Eli Emerson. Probably not going to pitch much next weekend. Same thing goes for the two-pick Ty Reller for Watkins. They got Matt Geisinger, so that he's not going to throw much. Schrader goes fourth, and he's getting, you know, outs left and right here.
Pitching right off the bat like they're there, but that's kind of how it works. And those teams that sometimes don't need the pitching, they go get, like you say, the first or second pick. But Schrader doing a fine job here for Lake Henry, and hopefully they don't need to, but any trouble, we can see Ethan's warming up.
He's rolling right now as another lazy pop-up to short left. As Dingman coming in, he'll make another catch in left field. For out number two. 1, 2, 3, 4 of Tyler Schrader's outs have been fly outs to left. The two of the other ones were to third and center.
So for six outs, he's got six fly balls.
Correct.
Or six pop-ups, however you want to say
it. Yeah, fly outs. Yeah, nothing really too scary to say the least. As this brings the big Jake Lund to the plate, and Lund looks at a pitch inside for a ball. Schrader's been great. Lake Henry pitching, holding this Midway lineup to one run on six hits. Tyler's 1-0 offering to Lund. That's in there for a strike. Evens it up at 1-1. For the Lakers in the ninth, They will send up Quade Dingman-Ludwig as the 1-1 pitch. Missing outside for a ball. Two and one the count. Schrader ready, his 2-1, off-speed pitch. That's cracked into right field. That's a fair ball down the right field line. Lund punching that right into the corner, and the tying run's going to come to the plate here for Midway in the eighth in the form of Corey Odlett.
Well, just like we've seen in Lund's first at-bat when he came in to pitch and he inserted himself into the lineup there, and they did a double switch so that he could bat. He got a single his first time up, and now he did again. Now he's removing himself from the game, though, so we know there's going to be a new pitcher in the ninth inning because he cannot re-enter. And they just brought in number three to pinch run,
Pete Marjama.
Center fielder, number 16, Corey Odlett.
Pete Marjama will be the runner. So Lund's afternoon is over. We'll see where the Snurdbirds go from here. Scott Schrader, the draftee from Wadena, has warmed up a bunch for him. As big swing and a miss right there to Corey Odlett. Schrader getting ahead as Tyler looks in. 2018 recorded graduate. This ball's laced into left field, and that's going to drop in front of Nick Dingman. And things heating up once again here for Midway. Two-out rally. And guess who's coming up, Kurt?
Zach Etter. You never got to finish telling your story about Zach Etter when his last at-bat, Kirby.
What? I mean, I said he was good at baseball in Babe Ruth. What was I supposed to say? That he beat us all the time?
Well, his team went on to win the Babe Ruth State Tournament that time back when Kirby was 14 years old and Zach Etter was 15 years old. He beat the Cold Spring 1-0 in the semifinals that day in a fine pitch game between Zach Etter and Ryan Bell.
Pretty sure he had a big double that day, too. But,
he did.
Enough of the Babe Ruth yearbook is the first offering to Etter, missing high for a ball. He represents the go-ahead run. Pinch runner Marjama at second. At first, it's Odlett. Low pitch right there. Gobbled up Nyan Campson. He's got the sense that Lake Henry probably doesn't want Etter to do it here, huh?
Nope.
Make someone else beat you.
He had a double in the first at-bat and a double in the third at-bat, and they don't want to see that here.
2-0. You got to be careful with this guy. Schrader set, checks Marjama at second, 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Etter can't believe it. He takes a short stroll around the right-handed batter's box. 2-1 the count now. Tyler Schrader, the draftee from Farming. 3-1 Lake Henry here in the bottom of the eighth. The 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled at home, and it's 2-2. Healthy hack would be an understatement, huh?
You said it there because I don't think he wanted to tie the ball game. I think he wanted to put him ahead with that cut he took there.
2-2 with two away. And, again, you don't want to fill it up here and give those guys a head start. Schrader's got the sign from Campson. The righty set. Looks at Marjama. 2-2 pitches. Skied into short left field again. Back out onto the grass. Quade calls for it. Matthews got it and retires Zach Etter for big out number three in the eighth. And that does it for Midway. In the eighth inning, they get a two-out rally going, but they can't punch in. They score no runs on two hits, no Lake Henry errors, two big runners left on base, eighth complete here in Springfield. Lake Henry 3, Midway 1. We're on to the ninth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman Stand Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Welcome you back to Springfield, and Kurt, another pitching change.
Yeah, the third birds that brought in there, well, he started at third base, then moved to right field, and now he's back pitching. It's Zach Etter, who Kirby and I were just talking about in the top of the inning while he was batting. He is in the pitch, and Ike Cullinan, who was being in right field to start the game being DH for, is back in right field at this time.
So Etter looking to keep it at 3-1. Lakers are looking for some insurance right here. As Lake Henry will have Matt Quaid, Nick Dingman, and Grant Ledwick do up here. Knee to the order. As Quaid steps in, he'll be the first one to take a look at Zach Etter here today. Etter, right-hander, first offering to Quaid in there for a strike.
Etter had himself a busy bottom half of the eighth inning as he ran from right field into the bullpen to warm up. Then after two guys got on, he had to come in to bat. Made the final out of the bottom of the eighth inning.
One strike pitch to Quaid in there on the inner half. Now 0-2, and Quaid with a little icy look back at the umpire. 0-2 the count to Matthew Quaid, who is 1-for-4 on the day. That pitch missing down and away. We'll even it up at 2-2. Ethan Vogt getting hot in the Laker bullpen. The drafty from El Rosa, no stranger to some August mound time. 2-2 the count. Etter rocks and fires. His 2-2 to Quaid. Swung on and missed. Quaid's out on strike for out number one.
Well, Etter does a good job of coming in, getting ahead quickly of Matt Quaid there. And throws a fastball right by him on the outside part of the plate, Kirby.
So, Kurt, you're Keith Leaser, and Tyler Schrader's been throwing well for you, but you got Ethan Vogt down there. What are you going to do?
Well, Tyler did throw well, but he did give up a couple hits last inning. Do you want to wait until he gets somebody on and do them? But I got a feeling the way Ethan Vogt's throwing right now, he's coming in to pitch the bottom of the ninth inning.
First offering to Nick Dingman is missing for a ball. Second pitch swung on and missed by Dingman. Evens it up at 1-1. Dingman flew out in the first, singled in the third, came around to score. Strikeout in the fifth, singled in the seventh. 2-for-4 on the day for Dingy as that pitch is in there for a strike. Dingman in a hole at 1-2.
But if you look at the other side of that, Kirby, for his seven outs, he had seven pop-ups.
Lazy pop-ups.
He had that one hard hit one that Wentland came in the snag in center field. Other than that, the other six were basically pop-ups.
Etter's 1-2 to Dingman. That slashed up the right side, but foul. Dingman tardy to the party on that, but he got barrel on it. 1-2 the count. As Etter looks in, Sam Beck delivers the sign. Zach's got it. Etter's 1-2. Off speed in there. Strike three. Dingman goes down looking. Big out number two. Back-to-back strikeouts for Etter.
Well, we can see why they brought Zach Etter in to pitch this inning. He's going up there looking to throw strikes. He doesn't waste any time. Works ahead of the hitters. And he's kind of sneaky fast.
Gets on you. It seems to. Got to respect that hook, too. Two down. Ludwig to the plate. Etter's first offering is sneaky fast. Ludwig was trying to be sneaky home run as he takes a big boy hack at that one. Comes up empty. One strike to Grant. One strike offering. That's hit in the air to right center field. How far is this one going to go? That splits the outfield, but nice job by flagging it down in right field and getting it back in quickly. Thought for a second there Ludwig might get two, but they're playing awfully deep. A little no doubles with two out, Kurt, and just a long single.
Well, off the bat, it definitely looked like it was going to be a double when he hits it right out to that football scoreboard out there. But Ike Collin does a nice job of running that ball down and keeping Ludwig at first base.
So Ludwig just continues to have a day here today. His third hit of the afternoon, 3-for-5, as Etter's first offering to Matt Leiser in there for a strike. One strike the count to Matt Leiser. Leiser 1-for-4 on the afternoon. Etter set at the belt. One strike pitch, off speed in there. Boy, he drops that hook in there nicely, huh?
He definitely does. He's got that sneaky fastball, and that, he's got a nasty curve.
0-2 the count, excuse me. Edder trying to keep it here. Leeser's got different ideas. 0-2 pitch. That's hit in the air. On it is the right fielder. Makes the catch, and that does it for Ludwig and the Lakers in the ninth. They score no runs. That was Leeser and the Lakers, how about, here in the ninth. They score no runs on the Grant Ludwig single. No midway errors. One runner left on base. Last wrap for Midway. They're trailing by two. That's coming up in 1 minute. 3-1 our score in favor of Lake Henry. Lake Henry three outs away from moving on. You'll hear it in 1 minute on KASM.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Trailing by two in the ninth, and Kirk, they stick with the young buck from farming.
Well, the way Tyler Schrader has been pitching, and he's got seven outs so far with two outs in the sixth inning. They're going to give him a chance to start the ninth and see what Tyler can do.
Schrader will face Preston Rewer, Chris Baso, and Sam Beck. Gets a swing and a miss off Preston Rewer to start things here in the ninth. Schrader ready. His 0-1 pitch caught on and missed by Rewer. And Rewer's in a hole at 0-2.
Facing the 2, 3, and 4 hitters here, and Tyler's going right at him, Kirby.
The 0-2 pitch, that's smacked into right field, and that gets the big leadoff man on. 0-2, punching it to right center, and Rewer gets the guy on, and Kurt, here comes Keith.
Well, Rewer did a good job of taking that 0-2 fastball on the outside part of the plate, slapping it out in right field. And Keith Leeser wastes no time. Before he's out to the mound, he's already pointing that Ethan Bolt to come out there with him. And once he gets to the mound, he takes the ball from Tyler and gives it to Ethan. But what a job Tyler Schrader did. He came in with two on and two outs in the sixth inning. He ended up giving up two hits in the eighth inning, but other than that, he did his job.
So all that prognosticating, all that debating, who's it going to be, it all turns out just needed that base hit to kind of push him over the edge. I got to say, though, and we'll keep it here, Angela, during the break, I got to say I kind of like it. The kid threw well. He gave up a couple singles. They were semi-hard hit, but just singles. He's been throwing well for you. Give him a shot. He gets up the base hit. Okay, let's go to Ethan.
Well, he did, but he was going to go face the heart of the order and the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. And it was going to be their second time getting to see him. And when you got a guy that can come in, and every time you make a pitching change, it's just things change, and it's a different change for the batter. And we found out for Midway, the more times they probably see a guy, it's probably going to help him out. And don't bring Ethan in when it's too late, because then it's too tough on a guy, too, at that time, you know. So it's a tough call which way to go do. I'm sure Keith and Leeser and Tom Ludwig were discussing over there what they should do, and one probably said one, and one probably said the other. Who knows, you know, but you got to hand it to Tyler the job he did.
Programming update for you here on KESM following our game, and Angela Mergen, I'm talking to you as well here on the air. We will have the Rosary and Inspirational Selections coming up after our ball game. Randy Rossnett says they're in the bottom of the sixth inning at their game, so he's thinking that game's not going to start quite at 5, so we'll have this evening's Rosary coming up right after Kurt and I are done with the postgame show here on KASM. It's a pretty simple change. Ethan Vogt in, Tyler Schrader out, and what a moment here for Ethan Vogt. Went through some pneumonia this year. He's down some weight, but he still gets an opportunity in a big spot in the state tournament. And if you're Lake Henry, you got a pretty good guy on the mound right now. So Chris Basso to the batter's box. He represents the tying run right now. Runner at first is Preston Rewert. Vote from the set. First offering to Basso in there for a strike. Chris thought about it a little bit there, Kurt.
He did, and then he didn't know if he for sure liked the call at the end. He kind of gave the umpire a look, but Ethan did catch the outside corner of the plate.
0-1. Votes 0-1 pitch. Basso smacks it on the ground to third. Leaser to second for one. Hopper's relay to first. In time! Around the horn, 5-4-3. And a big old double play ball from Ethan Vogt.
Well, it's the third time Matt Leeser's had a ball hit to him where they tried to turn it, and the other ones weren't hit quite hard enough, so they weren't able to do it. This time it was a shot right at Matt Leeser. He quickly picks it up, relays it over to Hupfer. He turns it beautifully over to Grant Ludwig for a big double play. Pitcher's best friend there for Ethan Vogt.
So two big ones on the 0-1 pitch. And midway's down to their last out as Ethan does a little overthrowing right there as he tried gassing up and he spiked one. That pitch goes to the backstop. Luckily, there's no one on base. Two down, Sam Beck to the batter's box, who's 0-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch. Biggie's 1-0 pitch, hit up the middle, and a solid knock right there for Midway. Not so fast as they get the tying run to come back to the batter's box, and it'll be their designated hitter, Steve Wetterling.
Well, Sam Beck does a nice job of taking that outside pitch and slapping it right over Ethan's head over the second base in for a big two-out single there to keep it alive for Midway.
Nick Digman very deep in left. In center field, Trent Wendlandt very deep. Ryman's deep in right. No doubles defense here as the first offering missing down and away to Steve Wetterling. Walked in the first, hit by a pitch in the third. Flew out to Quade at short in the at that time it would have been Hopper at short in the fifth, and flew out to Dingman in the seventh. Vote set. 1-0 pitch. That's high. Now 2-0. Campton wanted that one.
Shane wasn't alone on that one. The Lake Henry baseball wanted that pitch, and I'm not so sure they don't have a gripe about that one.
2-0 the count. Sam Beck's lead is about a foot and a half. He's not going anywhere. He's not getting picked off to end this thing. 2-0 pitch. That's down for a ball. Now 3-0. On deck is first baseman Ray Mueller, who's 1-for-3 on the day. 3-0 as vote set. He comes home. 3-0 pitch. Ball 4. Missing inside. And Kurt, a 4-pitch walk, brings the winning run into the batter's box.
Not what the Lakers wanted to see there. Fortunately for Ethan, he just missed on a couple of them and didn't get the call on there, but he wasn't close on the last two.
So we're going to get a pinch runner here. Number 7 comes into the game to run for Wetterling. Get some speed on the pads. That is the tying run at first. 3-1 our score. Bottom 9, 2 outs. First and second, 2 away. Drew Rasmussen into the batter's box. Vogt gets the sign from Campson. Ethan set, first offering. That's low for a ball, 5 straight now. One and oh. As Vogt set, his 1-0 pitch. That's high, 2-0. 2-0 the count as Vogt got that double play ball. Some strike zone issues from here, though. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. 6 straight balls, Kurt. And you talk new school baseball. Fits in there, hack at it, and that's exactly what Mueller did.
He did. It was a strike right down the plate. But after missing as bad as he did on those last 4, I can't believe that he swung.
It's Rasmussen in the batter's box. 2-1 pitch. That's fouled at home plate, and Midway's down to their final strike. 2-2 with 2 away. Runner at second, Sam Beck. He singled. Pinch runner at first after the Wetterling walk. The batter is Drew Rasmussen. Vogt's got the sign from Campson. Big right-hander set. 2-2 pitch up and in, and that fills it up at 3-2. And that'll give everybody a head start here. So 3-2 the count. Ray Mueller is on deck for Midway. Big lead at first with Ludwig playing behind. The payoff pitch in the ninth. Ball four, and that loads him up. Back-to-back walk from Vogt. And that'll bring Shane Campson out from behind the plate and Keith Leeser out from the dugout. So if you're Lake Henry here, you've already used your drafty Schrader who can't re-enter. I see no activity in the pen. I'd say this game's votes, huh?
I don't know what else you could do. I mean, the only other possibility you'd have was bringing Grant Ludwig back in the game, but that would be a tough call to go do after you've been taken out for like three innings.
So the tying run's now at second base, and you can't play that no doubles defense anymore, Kurt, because a base knock, you got to respect it and be able to potentially throw him out. The batter's Ray Mueller.
But you also can't give up a double and give up the game, because with a double, you're probably going to give up three runs. I know they've been waving the outfielders to come in a little bit compared to where they were playing, but if you go give up a double here, it's the ball game too.
First offering, big strike one right there from Vogt to Mueller. Snurdbirds everywhere. Baby Blues on first, second, and third, trailing by two in the last of the ninth. Vogt 0-1 to Mueller. That off-speed pitch is just missing, and Campson again, Kurt. Little shake of the head. Big call right there for ball one.
It was a big call, but he did just miss it. It was just off the plate.
1-1 the count. Vogt a long look into Campson. He's got the sign. Big right-hander set. 1-1 pitch. That's low in the dirt. Gobbled up by Campson. Now 2-1. Two down. Bases loaded. 3-1 the score. Bottom nine. Fun day of baseball on KASM, and it's a fun start. 2-1 pitch. That's low ball three. Now 3-1. On deck. I don't know who's on deck. Supposed to be Jake Lund, but he's been taken out of the game. We're going to have to see who they bring in at that spot. 3-1 the count. Vogt set. Here comes the 3-1. That's in there for a strike, and it fills up at 3-2. Everybody gets that head start here. Last of the ninth, two-run game, bases loaded. Vogt gets the sign from Campson. Right-hander set. Payoff pitch. In on the ground towards third. Leeser up with it. Across the diamond. In time. And Lake Henry will defeat Midway by a score of 3-1 and advance in the 2020 state tournament to take on the state champion Jordan Brewers next Sunday at 5 o'clock in Milroy. Just had to make it a little interesting, huh?
Well, they did. After Ethan ran into a little bit of control trouble there, after he quickly got that big double play when he first came in to pitch, he gave up a single. Then he gave up two big walks, worked his way behind on that one, but he got another ground ball to end the ball game. What a big win for the Lake Henry Lakers. When you think of the game they were coming into today with all three of their starters, Kirby, and to come out and win the game 3-1 against a great Midway team, you got to hand it to the Lakers.
Tip your cap, August Lakers. It's a thing. They win again, 3-1 the score.